I just wonder how many of you think of yourself dying? Because it comes very, very soon, you know. And unfortunately, the science of death is this thing which you haven't been taught at school, at university, or anywhere, and most of the time, not even in your Orthodox religions, not the real science of death. You know, people don't understand that there's a tremendous key missing in their life because they haven't been taught. You should teach that to children as soon as possible, as soon as they can even understand, because everybody is destined to die and you're going to die, there's no doubt about it. Maybe tonight, tomorrow morning, or the day after, a few years later. You know, the human lifespan is very, very short, extremely short. You think you live to 90 years, that's a long age, it's nothing. And most people are under the delusion that they're going to live forever. And the science of death is really the most serious science which should be taught from the age of 8 onward in all universities, in all education institutions, in all workplace, everywhere, because everybody is going to die. It's inescapable. So why do you need to know that? Because it's a tremendous key to the way the cosmos works at the moment when you die. You see, all of your life you are accumulating energy patterns. This is where the science of chanting and the science of mantra and the science of meditation comes in. Because all of your life you are simply working with energy patterns, okay? Good, bad and indifferent. And at the moment of death, the total combination of those energy patterns set a certain rate of vibration in your subtle body. You leave your physical body, but you exist in your etheric physical body, which vibrates for a certain pattern, very much like the physical body. And then you are in your astral body, or what we call the subtle body. But that subtle body is very, very important for your future destiny, because that contains all your feeling, emotional energy patterns, which you have gathered throughout your whole life. So after when you die, there's a pause. You awaken a little bit in your etheric body and rush around and see the relatives. And then you move into your astral body. But in your astral body comes the moment of truth. Because the astral body can only function, this is not your soul, this is just still the mask of your soul. The astral body will function according to the total energy pattern you have generated. So if you have been depressed all your life, or miserable, or unhappy, when you die, that energy pattern is your main energy pattern, and it sustains you on the inner worlds in that condition. Suppose you died as a very unhappy person, not a radiant person, then in your astral world you will be just that miserable person, but a thousandfold, because the only difference is that in the astral world it's all emotion, and every emotion is amplified a thousandfold. So if you die sad, or if you die, whatever emotion you die, that energy is increased thousandfold on the astral because of the subtle nature, the incredible subtle fine vibration of the other dimension, which generates energy to itself. So you die sad, or you die unhappy, or die miserable, or die a complete materialist, then all you get on the astral world is just that vibration multiplied a thousandfold. So we call that purgatory, we call that limbo, we call that hell, depending on which degree of negativity you have. As against that, if you've been all your lifetime gathering positive vibrations, like each mantra gives you a tremendous inner positivity, inner harmony, energy towards beauty and truth and life. Now, if you, when you die, that energy is the larger amount part of yourself. In other words, it fills your astral body the largest frequency vibration, then you automatically assume that. So automatically your inner life becomes radiant, blissful and happy. Then we call that heavenly condition, or the heaven worlds or something like that. As against the hell worlds or the limbo or the purgatory states or whatever. Those things are real. All those things are absolutely 100% real. Heaven, hell, purgatory, limbo, they are very real conditions. created in the afterlife by the people who die. Okay, where chanting comes in, that every time you chant something, your astral body becomes vibrant and radiating to that high frequency energy. So suppose you've been doing it for many, many years, all your life, and also the meditation. Meditation is another aspect of the science. Suppose you've been meditating all your life and chanting all your life. What happens when you go into your astral body? Those energy vibrations become increased by 1,000-fold. So if you've been happy, then the happiness comes at you at 1,000-fold. Technically, then you are not in the astral world, but in the what I call the heaven world. You know, heaven and hell are just simply symbols of certain conditions of your inner psychic mechanism. This is the thing which they have not taught you at university or at school, that actually every moment of your life you're preparing for your death. There's not one moment when you are not preparing for your death. And should you be one of those unfortunate people who die in a miserable conditions, you will go to a miserable afterlife. And what's more, you will come back as a miserable person in the next life, because there's nothing to attract higher energy voltages and inner dimension to your system, because all your basic vibration is negative, low key, so you cannot respond to the higher vibrations. So you spend in the inner worlds a few years in a low key, and then coming to incarnation to a very bad environment here, and start off with a bad footing called bad karma. Okay, so as against that, when you've been seriously meditating all your life and attained transcendental consciousness or cosmic consciousness or some super consciousness, some higher state, and also through chanting elevated your inner state to very fine, refined vibration. Naturally, in the after-death condition, that's what you're going to experience. And you may climb on that vibration further and further and further up. In other words, liberation in this lifetime, and there's also liberation in the after-death condition, provided that you've done the sufficient preliminary work. And this is the only science which is the most important science, and it's not taught officially in any religion or anything. Of course, in the religions, they say there's heaven and hell. You be good, otherwise, if you're not good, you go to hell. If you're good, go to heaven. But that doesn't mean anything to anybody. There's no scientific explanation with why. You know, all the religions teach that if you are a good person, you go to heaven. If you are a bad person, you go to hell. That's well known. But they don't explain why. They don't make you intelligently understand that this is real and why it is real. Because simply that is the law of the inner dimensions. That's how the cosmos works. The cosmos works on energy frequencies. If you have it, it multiplies. If you don't have it, nothing. As you said, if you have a lot, more will be added to you. If you have little, even a little will be taken away from you. These are the cosmic law. So every time when you come together to chant, you're building your future more than any other activity. When you sit down and meditate in group meditation, group formation, it's very, very powerful. When you sit down and chant in group formation, very, very powerful. You're building up your heaven, literally. And what's more, you can go even a step further than heaven. I mean, the heaven is a very nice place. It's really quite nice, better than most other places on this planet. But the heaven itself is not the end. It's like a nice place to be. But you can actually, in this lifetime, develop higher levels of consciousness. We call that cosmic consciousness, super consciousness, transcendental consciousness, or Buddha consciousness. Now, if you develop that before you die, through the chanting method or through the meditation techniques or breathing techniques, whatever different techniques possible, then when you die, you won't even experience the hell worlds, you won't experience the purgatory state, you won't experience the limbo state, you don't even experience heaven. You go directly to the glorious states of the Buddhic dimension, the world of unities, the world of bliss, the lower light world. In other words, the law is this: whatever you have worked for yourself, that's what you gain in the after this condition. If you didn't work, well, you don't get nothing. If you worked a lot, you get a lot. All the time multiplied by 1,000-fold. The inner worlds, the energies are vaster, more powerful and larger in numbers. What you feel here is absolutely minimal compared to what you're going to feel on inner dimensions. The further you go up, the more powerful the energies play on you. So, you know, whatever you get here, you receive back 1,000-fold on the other side. So that's why it's important to, you know, make people understand that, you know, if they live an empty life, they're going to be empty on the other side and they're reborn again empty. If you live a very rich life, you will be rich on the other side, and what's more, you don't even have to come back. to suffer anymore on this planet, depending on how much inner work you did. You can liberate yourself only after death condition, provided that you've done sufficient amount of work. So meditation is vitally important, daily meditation, individually and in group formation, and also chanting. You can do it individually also at home, and group formation. But as I said, the group is very, very important, not only for your individual, but also planetary-wise, because a group can create this condition for the planet. The whole idea to create the heaven world for the whole planet. We are working planetary-wise to change the energy of the planet so that people going to the inner dimensions and experience at least the heaven worlds. But the whole idea is to liberate mankind to come to minimum the heaven world dimensions, you know, so that people are circulating between the heaven world and this world. But the real ultimate objective is about that. The real ultimate objective is the kingdom of God, nirvana, the divine consciousness. That's the real ultimate objective. But, you know, we're talking about large numbers. Even if they get to the heaven world, it would be better than going to the hell worlds. You know, the hell worlds are more populated than the heaven worlds. If you go into the inner dimension, you will see that the hell worlds are full, heaven worlds are fewer people there. And as for nirvana, or real higher dimensions, very few. This is because of the sheer ignorance society works under, the sheer delusion of matter people are under, not thinking of the future, not thinking, wow, I'm going to die tomorrow, the day after, what then? You know, you have to really wake up tonight, think, well, okay, if I die tonight, where do I go? It's the most important question of your life. Think about it tonight, think about it now, think about when you go home. You're going to die, you cannot escape it, where do you going to go? You know, this is the most fundamental question which I'm not told. The thing is that you really have to think, where are you going? It is so vital. It's the one and only knowledge which is the key to the mystery of existence. Because if you know that there are those higher dimensions, if you know that is nirvana, there's the kingdom of God, there's that glorious kingdom of light. Jesus talked about the kingdom of light, the kingdom of heaven, the glorious field of light energy. You know, if people would be thinking of that, if people say, well, yeah, sounds good, I'm going to get there, then the way people lived on this planet would 100% change. Society would be functioning totally differently, not disharmoniously, neurotically and aggressively and violent as it is today. But you see, if you could understand, what is my future? You know, as I said, people live up to 80 years, they think are long lived. I mean, I'm 68 and I think, oh my God, I wish I could live another 2,000 years to finish all the work I want to do. Even that would be not enough. You know, I mean, people think that you are a colossal age when you reach 95. It's nothing. And then people waste all their time on trivial living, on unconsciousness, and they pop out into the limbo state. And what a waste of time. What a waste of life. And they do it again, the next life, and the next life, and the next life. If nothing else comes out of this happening tonight, I just want you to every now and then be serious. Okay, I'm going to die. Where do I go? And you will know. You can't cheat yourself. If you think back all the energies you have, if you think back all the qualities you have, you will know which way to go. You can't say, well, I'm most of the time angry now, but when I die, I will be good. You can't. What is your prevailing condition now in your consciousness, is that what you become? You cannot suddenly switch and change, you know, at the moment of this, ooh, I met this silly guy, he said, you know, you can go to heaven if you have a good thought. Well, yes, but not at the moment of death, that's too late. You have to have a little bit more than one good thought. In other words, you have to build your life according to your plan. Actually, the highest plan is liberation, total liberation, freedom, yeah. That's the highest one. But even if you can't do that, at least you can elevate yourself to a higher position in inner dimension and then work from there. Once you reach the causal world and beyond, actually you are allowed to work for liberation, for real liberation from there. But if you are only on the astral, you can't. And even in the heaven worlds, you can't work for liberation. It's too low frequency vibration. So the minimum you can do is really be serious and say, okay, that's it. I'm going to change my life. And as I said, you change your life by what you are. It's here that has to change in your heart, in your inner being. It's not what your job. Changing your job won't make any difference. Changing your husband or wife won't make any difference. You know, those outer things don't make difference inside you. So what has to be changed is not your outer condition, but you, your inner, that which you really are, which you were yesterday, which you will be tomorrow. That has to change. And you can do it now. And nobody else can do it for you. You know, that's the whole point. Nobody on this planet can do it. Husband, wife, children, brothers, sisters, aunties, grandmothers, they can't do it for you. You have to do it. So what I suggest tonight is go home and really think about it. Okay, who am I? What am I? What's my destiny? What have I been doing all my lifetime? What would be if suddenly I die and there was an account, you know? Are my good points more or my bad points? Is my peace, tranquility inside more than my anger? Is my joy more than my depression? You have to be honest with yourself. And if you think, woo, negative, you say, oh, I'm heading for the wrong direction, you have to change quickly. This is not a joke. I mean, you will find it out yourself, and every word I say will be absolutely brightly clear inside you. And unfortunately, as I said, this is the sort of teaching which you haven't received really seriously from any source. And unfortunately, this is why society is such a huge mess. Okay, so at least think about it. And all you have to do is just make that turn, that desire, that wanting to be liberated, wanting to put yourself into a higher condition. And it will work magic for you straight away.